This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Let's get into the final story of the night, and it's an update on 5G. This is a topic I've been researching for going on 2 years now. Many of you are aware that I produced a documentary called The 5G Trojan Horse. Prior to being deleted off YouTube, it had been seen 100,000 times, but it's been seen probably just as much in all the other platforms that it's available on. It is an hour and a half documentary that documents the surveillance concerns of the 5G network and the push towards Internet of Things in general, as well as the health concerns for animals, plants, the soil, insects, and humans, as well as the corruption behind it. We look at every single aspect of the 5G telecom industry. If you're new to this topic and if you're skeptical of it, I encourage you to set aside some time this weekend to watch the 5G Trojan Horse or read this article to get you started. This is a brand new one on The Last American Vagabond as well, titled New Hampshire Releases Bombshell Report Questioning the Safety of 5G. A new report from the state of New Hampshire has concluded that the safety of 5G technology is a concern for the health of the people, the animals, and the environment. On November 1st, a 111-page report describing the health concerns associated with 5G was released by the New Hampshire Commission to study the environmental and health effects of evolving 5G technology. The report was released to New Hampshire Governor Christopher T. Sununu. The recommendations included that state agencies include information on their websites regarding the dangers of radio frequency microwave radiation from all sources, that state agencies start adding warnings concerning newborns, young children, and pregnant women, and that they ensure that any new wireless antenna installations that are located on private property should be placed away from residences, businesses, and schools. They encourage the deployment of fiber optic cables and wired connections, and they recommend that state agencies work with scientific experts to develop radio frequency radiation safety limits to protect trees, plants, birds, insects, and pollinators. I mean, guys, I want you to understand the importance of this report. We finally have one of the states in the U.S. putting out an official government report. You know, I know that a lot of people give that weight. We've already had evidence prior to this, but now we have one more little kind of arrow in our quiver to add when we're trying to educate people about this. When people want to dismiss it as just being fake news or, you know, you don't understand science, hey, well, now we can add to the legitimacy that there's one U.S. state. And that state wasn't just a bunch of politicians. It involved scientists and experts in these fields. And this came after a bill called HB 522 passed in 2019, which created this commission to study the environmental and health effects of 5G technology. And it involved several legislators who were also medical doctors and engineers, a scientist with expertise in electromagnetic radiation, a town council person, and representatives from the Attorney General's office and the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the Department of Business and Economic Affairs. So it also included a few members, though, from the wireless industry, including the CTIA, which if you guys have watched my documentary or if you read my previous articles, you know that the CTIA, the Cellular Telephone Internet Association, is the largest wireless industry lobby in the United States, maybe in the world, and they are behind the global race to 5G. It is their marketing campaign that has been pushing 5G on people, and they're working with Verizon, they're working with T-Mobile and all those companies. So a member of the CTIA was part of the minority report. Basically, they were like, they didn't agree with this. And they claimed, oh, that according to the minority report, that the wireless technology is safe according to scientific consensus. And the majority report, however, documented substantial evidence, scientific evidence finding harmful health and environmental impacts. So this is a big thing. I think this is really a big thing that they were able to get this voted on and sent to the governor. Now, will anything happen? Probably not, because government doesn't really do anything. And because one of the other areas that Trump has not been working you out and helping you is he's been pushing the 5G rollout his entire presidency. I documented that extensively. You can go to theconsciousresistance.com and you can see, you know, my work on that. But so this is just another area that the Trump administration has helped propel 5G along, and now one state is calling this into question. The report also recommends that U.S. agencies coordinate to, quote, protect people, wildlife, and the environment from harmful levels of radiation, and states that, quote, until there is federal action, New Hampshire should take the initiative to protect its environment. The strongest call to action was a recommendation that a resolution be introduced to the U.S. House of Congress to require the FCC to commission an independent review of current radio frequency standards between the range of 300 megahertz to 300 gigahertz. And it's interesting. I noted that the 5G's commission, they said that their goal was to answer several questions about 5G. And these include, and these are questions that you guys should be asking. Ask your skeptical friends. Ask them these questions, because these are facts that the New Hampshire Commission to Study 5G was just asking and trying to understand the answers to. Why are the FCC radio frequency exposure limits set for the United States 100 times higher than in countries like Russia, China, Italy, Switzerland, and most of Eastern Europe? Why have more than 220 of the world's leading scientists signed an appeal to the World Health Organization and United Nations to protect public health from wireless radiation, and nothing has been done? Why have the cumulative biological damaging effects of ever-growing number of pulse signals riding on the electromagnetic waves not been explored, especially as the world embraces the Internet of Things, meaning all devices being connected to by electromagnetic waves, and the exploration of the number of such pulse signals that will be created by the implementation of 5G? So they're basically saying, why are we not implementing this at a different level? Why are we not asking these questions? Why do some parts of the world have these protections and the United States doesn't? And the one final part I'll mention is that Dr. Deborah Davis, who is a great, great, powerful woman in this field, she's the president of the Environmental Health Trust. She said that, that she thinks it's a historic and important document. And she also said that, people need to reduce their exposure in light of growing body of evidence. She's recently published research documenting the scientific evidence, which indicates that radio frequency radiation is a possible human carcinogen, and also published a paper on cell phone radiation and colon cancer. So again, if this is all new to you, I have a lot of links in there. You can go there. You can read the New Hampshire report yourself and get all informed. You can go find the 5G Trojan horse at theconsciousresistance.com if that's brand new to you, and get informed. And also, again, all the articles that I'm covering tonight, guys, are listed at theconsciousresistance.com on the post for episode 116 of the Conscious Resistance Live. And I also saw a couple people asking on Facebook and on Float about my Patreon. I appreciate the question. If you want to support me via Patreon, come over here to theconsciousresistance.com, and you guys can see this logo right here, the Patreon logo. That links to my Patreon account is just patreon.com/Derek Bros. If you want to support me on a monthly basis, that is much appreciated. And every one of the stories that we just covered tonight is listed here, all the sources. You don't have to trust me. I want you to think for yourself. I'm not here to tell you how to think. I'm here to try to inform you and educate you about stories that I think are important, that are being ignored in the mainstream corporate deadstream media, and try to see how we can focus on solutions.
This is Derek Bros. Derek Bros. Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.